Foley. Mostly sunny today. There'll be the odd shower too. Highs of 11 to 14 degrees. Today FM News will have more three.
Go walking. Ben, do you know the next bit?
In the moonlight?
Go walking.
Come on, Ben. You know the tune.
Go walking. I bet this ad is older than Ben.
Is this the snowman?
No! It's the walking ad. It's literally an ad for walking. If you're sitting there in your sedentary lifestyle, watching at the telly, glued to the box, and you're thinking, I'm so unfit and fat and useless. An ad used to come on the telly and remind you to go walking because it's quote, what to do.
Some people could do with that now, eh?
Go walking. Do you know what? I need my phone. When I'm an hour and a half into Instagram or TikTok lives. Do you ever watch the lives on TikTok?
No.
Have you ever done that? Do you have TikTok on your phone?
They're weird.
It's amazing. About at 11:30 at night, go on your phone on TikTok and look for other people live, right? And they're just freaks and weirdos. Mm-hmm. And they're nearby, like, they're Irish people. And you just watch 5 minutes of one of them and then you go, okay, I've had enough of this. And then you swipe and it goes to the next one. And then like 3 hours later, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, I have to get out of bed. And yet I just can't stop watching this dude just talking into his phone.
It's compelling stuff.
To three other people.
Yeah.
It's actually like what I do for a living, yeah, really.
Three would be good.
It's like this. Go walking, it's what to do.
Go walking, that's what to do.
Go walking.
Stepping out is good for you.
Walking, that's what to do.
Go walking.
Don't you know
it's good to walk.
Give yourself more energy.
Give yourself more energy. Get out for a walk, you lazy dog.
Paying out thousands in cash
and playing the music you love.
This is Today FM.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Nobody noticed. It's fine, JP. Nobody saw us.
Today FM.
Hey, it's a rollover. €40,563. Terms and conditions are on our website. Well.
Too many words.
.todayfm.com.
Stop. Get on your feet
and go walking. That's what to do. Go walking. Stepping out is good for you.
Walking. That's what to do.
That's what to do.
Go walking.
Stepping.
Good to walk.
Don't you know it's good to walk? Yeah. Sorry, there's a twist.
Come on, you didn't know that.
A twist
right?
In the chorus.
No. Don't you know it's good to walk?
It's good to walk. Give yourself a better chance at life. Get out for a walk, you lazy dog. Come on, get yourself moving. There's Mourne ringing me. Mourne, hang on. Hang on 1 second. Hello?
I hear some good news.
Oh, hang on a second. You're on the radio. Say hi, Ireland. Hello?
Go away.
That's her. She could have actually sworn there, but she didn't. Yeah, good news. I'll tell you all about that later. Now Beyonce at Today FM. Hiya, Claire. Sorry, love. Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love before that. Joe. Who plays the saxophone on this?
Clarence Clemens, Ray.
Sadly no longer with us.
R.I.P.
That's the sax solo in the middle of Edge of Glory. What a tune. Said at 100 to 102. Today FM. How you doing? Brett Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Stepping out is good for you. A reminder indeed to all of our listeners, particularly our overweight, lethargic listeners. You lazy cur. Get up. Get up out of that. Put us in your AirPods. Or your wireless headphones, or even your wired headphones. Even if you're like, you know, like going wired. I don't mind. I don't know how. Put us on speaker. As long as you stay listening and get out for a walk. Get moving. Get those knees lifting. Do you lift your knees?
Pump your knees. You'd pump those knees.
Pump your arms and lift your knees. And go walking. It's what to do.
Don't you know
it's good to walk.
Give yourself more energy and better sleep.
Give yourself more energy and better sleep. Sorry. Where is the beginning of the bit?
Is that the start, Ray?
Go walking. That's what to do. Go walking. Stepping out is good for you.
Claire texted 0874-100-102. She said, oh my God, my husband sings the go walking song at me every time I go for a walk. Stepping out is good for you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Damn it, now that'll be stuck in my head all day from Claire. I'd love to. When was the Go Walking song, out of interest? Is there
I think it arrived like in the late 80s, early 90s, and then returned sort of around 2000.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll say around 20 to 25 years ago, yeah. I'd love to, if we could go back and get some research from, I don't know, the HSC or whoever was behind this. Can we get some info as to whether or not it people actually started walking more, or did people just start singing the jingle more? Go walking, it's what to do. Because we all remember the jingle, but I don't recall ever going, do you know what, now that I'm singing it, I think maybe I should go out and get me steps up. Got my haircut, you never mentioned, what do you think?
No, it's sharp, it's looking good, yeah.
You like it?
Well, you see, you get exactly the same haircut all of the time, and the difference between your hair now, post-cut, versus pre-cut, I mean, it's negligible.
Yeah. I got all around the sides done, though. It was all nice and tidy. Look at that.
It's clean. It's good job. Yeah.
This is telly haircut now. That's probably my last haircut of 2022.
Because you're only going to be on telly once?
Oh, hang on. I think they want me on the... No, Christmas week, I'm going to end up doing one or two of them then. So I get another haircut just before that. It's so handy that the occasional phone call from Ireland AM means that I don't look like a complete scruff bag. Otherwise, I'd look like, I don't know, Robin Williams in Jumanji or Tom Hanks with the Wilson film. Oh! Wilson! Hey, text number 0874 100 102. If you're out for your walk, drop us a text. I'll do the roll call after EMF. This is Today FM. EMF and Unbelievable at Today FM.
You're unbelievable.
Yes, I am. I'm only joking. I'm deep-seated insecurity.
Yeah.
He's got confidence issues. But we do a roll call.
Go on then.
0874 100 102. Texts or WhatsApps. Ray Foley's my name, JP.
On show.
Way, hey, that jingle got me out for a walk. Go on, you good thing, from Susan and Blarney. Susan, you joker me. A jingle, actually. We converted the power, the energy, the jingle, the energy of a jingle. We converted that energy.
The power of radio.
That's the power of radio.
Radio.
Of radio.
Radio.
That's the power of
radio.
Got it. I think I still got it.
Yeah. Twiddle that knob and you're in.
Please hold. You don't mind waiting.
No, it's fine. This is slick. This is good.
The power of radio. Radio. Turbo Sound System 9000. Now live all over Ireland.
Nationally live.
Making you walking. It's what to do.
Go walking. That's what to do.
Go walking.
It's good to walk. So Susan's gone for a walk. That strutting song would get me walking quicker from Amanda. Oh, that's the Thumpasaurus, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Do you know what? That does involve walking. It's another type of walking. If you wanted to go for a strut instead of a walk. This is the video editor. Sorry, skim on there, please, folks. Goddamn good. My two favourite songs at the moment, the new Rihanna song and this.
Oh, okay.
They're very different.
Yeah.
But by God, they're good. Stop that, it's only messing. On show, Raymond, I have a question for you two fine gents. I just started dating a girl for the last 4 weeks, so it's early days, and it happens to be her birthday this week. What are you asking us for, Ronan? Right, seriously. Look at us. For the love of God, would you look at us? Why are you asking us? I just started dating a girl for the last 4 weeks. So they're together a month. It's early days. It happens to be her birthday this week. Is it too soon to buy her sexy nightwear? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Ronan, I have a question for you. Why would you love to hear my thoughts on your relationship?
I think 4 weeks is a little bit too early. I think, Ronan, you need to consult your lady friend.
Yeah, hey, Ronan, instead of texting a national radio show, text her instead.
Also, sizing could be real dangerous ground.
Yeah.
Go small or go home.
Too dangerous.
Err on the side of too small. Don't go big.
On show, Ray, you've got a blur. Actually, if anyone has any feedback there for Roland on that, drop us a text. On show, particularly women, by the way. We don't need other fellas saying, yeah, sure, go on, get her some lingerie there for you.
Send me your number, I'll text her.
Go on, send her some knickers there, Ronan. No, girls, actually, how would you feel about that? On show, Ray, you've got a bleary-eyed listener today because a construction team outside my house thought it was okay to work until 11 o'clock last, 11:30 last night. From James, who says he loves the show. Hey, hey, cheers, James. And on show, Bukali, Tommy, egg sweating buckets at my desk. Because I joined an office lunchtime joggers today. Luckily, I've no video calls from red-faced Emma, who was out jogging. But you see, the mistake you did there, Emma, and it's a classic mistake, is you joined a jogging group. Emma, never do that.
Everyone knows you walk. Walking's better.
Walking, it's good to walk. Go walking. It's what to do. Oh, no. DNCE. See you walking around like it's a walking. DNCE and Cake by the Ocean. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Are you dead? Hello, it's Ray Foley for your... Is it Wednesday? This is Wednesday. I never know the day. Ray, are you having another baby? Why didn't Warren say good news from Lorna?
Oh, yeah.
I can't say. Well, oh no, I can. I can't say. I just I can't say. I can't. But I can say that we're not having another baby. But I can't say what the good news is until tomorrow because it's embargoed. That's not giving it away. Is it?
No, I think that's yeah. You could be talking about anything.
I could be talking about anything.
You could, yeah.
On the sexy lingerie, sexy underwear. He said. Ronan himself described it as sexy underwear. Ronan texted.
He actually said sexy nightwear.
Oh, sexy nightwear.
Yeah.
What's sexy nightwear?
Well, I presume it's clothes you wear at nighttime that's sexy.
Describe some for me there, JP.
Well, you wouldn't wear a negligee, Ray. You may choose.
To each their own.
You may choose to wear a negligee and more power to you.
Watch now, listeners, as JP wades into very, very dangerous territory. And if you're easily triggered or offended, or if you want to jump up on your high horse... on social media.
Giddy up.
Be sure to tag JP on all of your... whatever it is that outraged and disenfranchised you in the broadcast today. Be sure to tag JP on it. Because by God, he's going to go for it now. So tell him about these sexy knickers then you're talking about. Go on.
They don't necessarily have to be knickers, Ray, you see. Because a human...
Right.
Male, female, however you identify. You could wear anything you want, and I guess it's the way you carry yourself, I've often said, Ray.
Really?
I'm on record as saying this many's a time. It's mostly personality that makes something sexy. So if you've got a sexy vibe, confidence, happiness, cheeriness,
right,
that can come over as sexy. So you could wear anything at nighttime.
I could. I'm a big bottom boy.
It's the universal you, but let's say in the example that is Ray Foley. Yeah. Ray Foley could wear whatever he wants at nighttime, as long as he pulls it off with confidence. As long as he carries it off with confidence.
Ronan, you're not carrying anything off with confidence.
No.
Ronan, he's gone out with someone for 4 weeks and he's asking if it's too early to buy. Is it sexy nightwear? Is that what he said?
Sexy nightwear, yeah.
And he's not referring to an O'Neill's tracksuit.
I don't think he could be.
He could be.
Hey,
see, this is the thing.
Teach
this
the thing. Run, Ray.
Hashtag triggered. I've often said that. Hashtag woke.
No, whatever you find sexy is your business.
Hey, it's way too early to buy sexy underwear from Loretta. After 4 weeks, definitely not. Maybe after 4 years from Hilda. Ronan, I think I'd leave the sexy lingerie. I'd leave it this early. A nice dinner or perfume is a much better idea. Not perfume,
Perfume's
Clodagh.
Too full on, yeah.
No, perfume says you smell and I want you to smell better than that. No. Do you know what you could get her? Get her some dishwasher tablets.
Practical.
Do you know what? Everyone always needs dishwasher tablets.
And if you're going out with a him... also get him dishwasher tablets, because actually that doesn't discriminate. Anyone can use dishwasher tablets, yes. As I've often said.
I'm
on the record as having said that.
JP, you've always been an ally. Ray, that fella deserves a bunch of fives. I'd say he thinks it's his birthday, not hers, from Mrs. T. And sexy underwear is not a present for her. It's a present for him, from Anne. Anne, you're dead right.
Ray Foley.
You tell him. Tell it like it is. Ronan, I think you're overruled here. You're taking her for dinner and you're being a good boy for at least another 4 weeks. Do you hear me? Right, stay here. Lewis Capaldi next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
The Killers.
Killers. Bulmers. Carlsberg. That's the Killers.
Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good day. It's Ray here. JP's around.
How are you? I'm over here, Ray.
Ray, is the good news that the soft launch is over and you're going to be on the real radio? Hardly laughing, crying, laughing emoji from Danielle in Swords. Danielle, that's bullying. I'm not having it. Although there's no indication that we had that the soft launch period has ended, actually.
No.
Day 152 of the soft launch today.
Yeah, they're really letting that trial period sort of stretch out, aren't they?
They renegotiated it.
Oh, they extended probation.
Yeah, so legally they can get rid of us at any time. On the subject of Ronan and wondering if he should have, if he's able to buy sexy nightwear for his significant other, his relatively new significant other. By the way, if there's any women who are going out with a guy called Ronan for the last 4 weeks, and it's your birthday coming up in the next few days, how are you feeling right now? Would you like some sexy underwear, or is it too early? I think we're all agreed it's too early. I suggested dishwasher tablets because they'll never go to waste. Go for the pods, the squishy pod ones. They're fantastic and they'll never go to waste.
Having a press of clean plates is pretty sexy when you think about it. You know?
Or a bottle of Jif. Jif is always very handy. And when you go to the Jif and it's all like it's gone or it's dried out.
Yeah.
A bottle of Jif.
Yeah, it's a point well
or
made.
Or Sif.
Yeah.
That was very presumptuous of you, Ray. I don't have a dishwasher, and I don't need dishwasher tablets. Now I feel very inadequate. Thanks, Raimondo, from Kev in the van. Kev, see, there we go, marginalising.
Yeah, you're always going to offend somebody.
Do you know, you just can't win. Tell Ronan to buy his new girlfriend an iPhone so she can go online and find a new boyfriend on Tinder. Fire that fella from Rita. Rita, what's wrong with sexy nightwear? Who's that? Adrienne's over there. Adrienne.
Hi, Ronan. If you're buying...
Oh, Ronan's your man. Oh, sorry. Okay. So, you're talking to... Adrienne's talking directly to Ronan. Sorry. I was about to say, I'm Ray. Who's Ronan? Ronan Collins.
Hi, Ronan.
Right, Ronan, this is for you.
If you're buying her lingerie, I think it's a lovely idea. But maybe you should consult her because your idea of lingerie might be different to her idea of lingerie. Happy shopping.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Adrienne knows what she's talking about. I mean, Ronan, if you're logging onto the internet and you go and find something that you think is, ooh, that's nice, on the dark corners of the nether regions of the dark web.
Ray Foley.
Just, or something made out of plastic. I mean, just veer away. I'm telling you, man.
You in there.
Get a voucher for Nando's. Graham's over there. He's delighted with himself. Have a listen to Graham.
Lads. Well, you're reading that message totally wrong.
This is Ronan's message saying that he wants to buy some sexy nightwear for his beloved as her birthday approaches.
This fella's looking to buy her sexy knitwear.
Oh, sexy knitwear. Oh. Is it a spelling error then? Is it, are we reading it wrong?
I'm fairly sure it's knitwear.
Knitwear.
Nice little jumper, maybe a crocheted top, something like that. Huh. What do you reckon?
I love a great delight of himself. Oh, you love your joke. It could be sexy knitwear though, in fairness. You sound like a jumper or a top. What makes it sexy? No bottoms, I suppose, is that it? Only knitted tops, but no bottoms. Flo Rida, Club Can't Handle Me, especially with no bottoms. This is Today FM. Flo Rida, Club Can't Handle Me now. This is Today FM. Graham's there. Oh, Graham's loving it. This is Today FM. Oh, Graham, you're doing something. I was in Dunn's earlier.
Good.
Getting a healthy salad.
Good.
Good boy. And I was perusing the non-alcoholic section, which was uncomfortable. As an alcoholic myself, I was like a fish out of water. I was lying there flipping and flopping. I was standing up and I was just looking at the non-alcoholic. There's the non-alcoholic beers. I'm not a beer drinker. a non-alcoholic wines. I am a wine drinker, but I don't like the non-alcoholic wines.
I'm sensing a theme here, right?
And they had non-alcoholic gin.
Ooh.
Doesn't that seem strange? Gin.
Got to give that a go.
Wouldn't you be better off just drinking tonic water on its own? How much of a difference would non-alcoholic gin... Has anyone tried the non-alcoholic gin?
Ray Foley.
Is it any good? Does it taste like gin? Interesting. More on that later. I'll play some Stereophonics and Usher next. Stereophonics in Dakota. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. It's Wednesday. Ray's my name. And there's JP.
Hi.
On the subject of non-alcoholic gin. Well, is it gin if it's non-alcoholic?
They can't call it gin, surely.
Well, there's non-alcoholic beer and they call it beer. It's non-alcoholic. Now, have you ever tried the non-alcoholic wine? Genuine, because I'm a wine drinker. I love my wine. You know that.
I think I had Schlur as a child.
I bet you
didn't. Remember.
It's such a thing. Schlur as a child. Did you Schlur as a child? I did, yeah, but I'm over it now. I got the jab. Don't waste your money on zero gin. It's rank from Debs. Yeah, what's the point of it? Wouldn't you be better off just having tonic water with some ice in it and a bit of lemon or a slice of lime in there?
But then you don't have the taste of gin, right?
Yeah. There's nothing else that... No. I don't know if I... What is the taste of gin? Gin.
Nail polish.
A gin and tonic is mostly tonic water, whatever fruit they threw in there, lemon and lime, and there's some sort of then aftertaste of like, oh, there's booze in there. But that's all it is. It's not really a flavour.
Yeah. You could serve me white spirits with tonic water and I wouldn't know the difference.
You'd still call it a G&T. It tastes nothing like gin. This is Blaheen and Slane. It tastes nothing like gin. I couldn't give away a bottle away in a raffle. From Blaheen. Is that a true story? And the winner of the non-alcoholic gin is... Mary, hello? Number 1, 2,
Mary's
three,
just
four.
Left.
No, Raff, it's a green ticket. And it says 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyone? Anyone? No, we'll go again. Second go with this. Mary's obviously gone home. We'll try again. And it's a pink ticket this time for the bottle of non-alcoholic gin. Now, number 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone for the bottle of non-alcoholic gin? Pink, 3. Okay, we'll go again. What have I got for you? This is Noel. 0874-100-102. Noel, by the way, I'm off the drink, so I'd consider drinking anything. And Noel's over there. Hey, Noel.
Hi, Foley. Hi. It's Misha and Cheryl. I wasn't sure what the policy was around taking the day off on your birthday.
It's not my birthday, though.
I think Noel means it's her birthday, Ray.
Oh, it's Noel's.
Oh, well, happy, you, man.
In that case, happy birthday, Noel. Let me get my happy birthday music on for you. 1 second. Noel's birthday today. I can't believe that. It's the whole new age today now. Here we go. Ding dong, ding do.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Well done, Noel. Sorry, what's the policy then on attending the show or listening to the show on your birthday? Well, we insist. We insist full. If it's being broadcast, you listen, regardless. Do you know Virgin do that? Where what? You get a day off for your birth, and like Virgin Telly.
As a presenter?
No, not as a presenter. Like for staff.
You get a day off on your birthday?
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
that's
isn't
weird.
It? So on... This blows my mind. So you'd arrive into work and you're like, where's Shane today? Oh, it's his birthday. So? He's off. You get your day off on your birthday.
You come into work, you get a caterpillar cake, and then you go home.
Yeah, or the email goes around. Everyone, we're doing Shane's cake now. Everyone, we're doing Shane. We're doing Shane's.
Shane. Is it? Is it now?
Sign that quick.
We're
doing the cake. And I don't even like Shane. Which one's Shane again?
All these messages are very long. I'm going to write a short one. Is that okay?
The turnover of staff in these researcher jobs. I swear to God. I mean, there's only one just in the. There's a new one in the chair every 5 minutes, and he's always got his birthday the week after he starts. Sorry, Noel. Go on.
I wonder, have you any, Disney merch left knocking around after your trip or anything?
For your birthday? Am I sure my Disney trip was in February, Noel? What are you talking about?
Especially for the birthday girl?
You're only cutting yourself now, Noel.
Oh, and Foley, love the show.
Hey, well, in that case, you won me over. I still have a bag of merch that I have not given away.
Genuine bag sounds there.
Oh, it's mostly pens, Noel. What would you like, darling? Oh, there's a couple of bits against the bottom. Hang on. This is all stuff I got in Euro Disney or in Disneyland Paris in February.
Trash, basically. You loved it so much, junk. You left it in a bag.
Mickey Mouse-based junk. So I have a Donald badge. I have a... and I haven't been drinking yet.
No.
I've been off the drink over a week now.
You have a what kind of falcon?
I have a falcon from the turn of the century. Off of Star Wars.
Millennium Falcon.
You know the kind of falcon I'm talking about. I've got an Iron Man, a Marvel Iron Man pen. And I have a Mickey pen.
Right.
With the mouse. it's important to... I should point out it's a mouse. It's a Mickey pen with a mouse on it. Noel, which one of those do you want? I'll give you one of those for your birthday. Because it's your birthday, babe. Happy birthday. This is Today FM. Has Noel been back? That's what I really want. Lil Nas X, That's What I Want. This is Today FM, the station giving you the chance to win €40,000 on the Today FM cash machine. It's actually more than €40,000. €40,000+. And we'll see if we've got a win in the next couple of minutes.
Noel wants the Millennium Falcon, please. She says.
That's easy for you to say.
Well, thank you.
The?
Yeah.
Ship driven by Han Solo. It's all yours. It's actually quite cool. It's a key ring. Kind of a chunky key ring. That was expensive, wasn't it? €7 for a key ring. I mean, come on. I'm not getting that into
it. It's got heft in it, though.
There we go. What are we doing? Drink, are we?
Yeah.
Finally, do you know I'm gasping?
I actually am.
I'll get you a non-alcoholic gin. That's something to look forward to, I tell you. Let me call my drink guy. This is Rory. This is 1 year no beer. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Have you seen the book? I got the book a couple of years ago, 1 year no beer. And I'm back in it now again, doing my month-long dry November.
I've seen them on the Instagram, Ray, you know. Now that I'm a big presence on IG myself, I'm just checking out the other profiles and accounts.
I've never done this. It's FaceTime. Oh, that's wrong. One second. Is it over there? Maybe it's over. Hang on. Hello? Hello?
Is it ringing?
Yeah, I think we're straight through. Rory, hello? No, nothing's happening there. Rory, are you there? You said Kodak One, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. And I can see that there's levels. Rory, are you there? Yeah, we're connected. 14 seconds, nothing's happening.
What in the world's going on there now?
You've screwed the pooch, JP.
We've followed all the steps.
Let me check it again. On Air 2, Codec 1. Yeah.
And we've got a connection.
Oh, yeah. Rory, I know you can hear us. Sorry about this amateurish behaviour down the line. I can see that Rory's connected and I can see waveforms kind of wibbling and wobbling.
We could go old school and just dial him on the phone.
I can do that, but he says he's got terrible signal, does he?
He does, yeah.
This is good stuff.
This is really nailing it.
There, hello. Talk again, there, Rory. No.
No.
That's brilliant. I have to say, if only there was some sort of means of verifying this before we, you know, go on the radio. So we'll try and get Rory in a couple of minutes, and we'll see if we've got a winner on the Today FM cash. Over €40,000. If you've got the total, and we're calling you, you better give us the exact amount in just a couple of minutes. Play Lizzo for you next as well. Stick around. This is. Here comes the hot stepper. And here he comes now. This is the hot stepper himself. Today I've been playing the music you love. Ireland, good day, good afternoon. So we're trying to use FaceTime. Is that it?
We went all newfangled and modern.
The phone patch. Instead of, you know, just like picking up the phone and ringing someone.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, let's use FaceTime. It'll be amazing. It'll be perfect.
We ran before we could walk.
And then it didn't work because that's always brilliant.
Do you know, is that because big tech is going through a tough time, right?
That's
FaceTime?
What it is. I tell you what.
Right.
Is big tech, is that what you call Pat upstairs? Big tech. is Pat having a wobble?
That's not what I meant,
Pat. Is that what you call Pat behind his back? Big tech wobble. What? That's cruel and unnecessary. And it's not Pat's fault. I'm just going to ring him on the phone.
Please do, Ray, if you would.
This is 1 year no beer, by the way, before anyone starts jumping to conclusions. 1 year, not happening. Tech wobble. And, I tell you. Oh, this is an English number, is it?
Hey,
It's ringing.
This is Rory, my drink guy, or rather my sobriety guy.
Hello,
is that Rory?
Speaking.
Rory, sir, sorry for the mucking about when it comes to the FaceTime and connecting to you and all. It's just
no problem.
Ridiculous. This is my name is Ray, and I'm currently, with your help, I'm currently off the drink.
Good man.
Is it, what are we, day 9? Yeah, the 9th today. I said I was going to do dry November. I must confess, I bought your book, The 28 Day Challenge, a couple of years ago now, and I'm not going to lie, I failed spectacularly. It had nothing to do with you and everything to do with me, I'm sure. But this time I'm doing pretty well and I'm sticking to it. And it's been quite a useful day-by-day guide in getting through it. Tell us a little bit, not so much about the 28-day challenge, but about 1 year no beer itself.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, 1 year no beer has existed for the last 8 years. We help people to change their relationship with alcohol, whatever that means for them. And I think that's really key. And primarily our programs help people to take a break from alcohol. And that by taking a break, most people realize the truth. And the truth is that alcohol is doing you much more damage than you realize, physically, mentally, psychologically, in your business, in your health, in your wealth, in your relationships. I could go on and on and on and on. And ultimately, we use that break to kind of get people to see it for themselves, because I realized it didn't matter how much I was standing up shouting at people, take a break from alcohol, it's amazing. Everyone was like, nah, shut up, go and get a pint. And I needed to get away to people to realize it for themselves. And so people love challenges like you're doing now.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. Well, for me, it's kind of a hard reset before the Christmas time. And I think a lot of us Irish do it in November for that reason, because it's like, well, look, if I do the dog on it now, from the time the clocks change and, you know, the Halloween and the midterm break at that point, it's all downhill from there unless we put a hard stop on it in November. From your perspective, was it a dry January thing, or at what point? You were a drinker before, were you?
Yeah, I was an oil broker in London, so drinking was part of my job, my career, my identity, the expectation, a lot of wining, dining, you know, the finance industry. And I just had this gnawing in the back of my mind, like this quiet sort of, this is not doing you any good. This is holding you back. And when I expressed that to people, and I was like, hey, you know, I think this alcohol thing is not good. And people were like, what are you talking about? It's great. You know, it's our source of fun and happiness and success. And I just didn't find any support. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a break. And I took a 90-day break, and I just could not believe it. I couldn't believe how much clearer my mind felt, how much fitter I got and healthier. My relationships improved, my business improved, my productivity increased, like every area of life improved. So I was sitting there thinking, hang on a minute. If you look in society, what society says is, well, if you stop drinking, you must have had a problem and there's something wrong with you and, you know, you're a weirdo or you're boring or blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, everybody on this planet is searching for what a break from alcohol gives you. Everyone's trying to lose weight, feel better, feel happier, be more productive. You know, everyone's
focus,
looking for this.
Clarity,
but
yeah,
what they don't
energy,
want. Yeah, exactly. And here it is. So I think what I'm going to do is actually wrap it up in a fake pill and be like, okay, here's your pill. You can't drink while you're taking this pill, and you're going to feel all of these benefits, like more...
Yeah,
you know
what? When you mention society, because we are... I know you sound Scottish, but in the UK and Ireland in general, we do have a drinking culture, which is sort of all about... We socialise together in the pub. We do everything together in the pub. Everything seems to be centred around drink. When you talk about coming up with or explaining to other people, oh, I'm off the drink, I'm not drinking, it'd be a much easier thing to do to say, oh, I'm on the magic pill, and I need to give up the drink. And that's easier for people to understand that than just I'm giving up the drink. When you speak as well about not having the support, then and this of course this is what you're doing, oneyearnobeer.com, but the support not being there, bar something more serious like Alcoholics Anonymous or like actual treatment for alcoholism, we don't or at least didn't really have that kind of a culture either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, what we've designed at 1 Year No Beer, right, is all of the understanding, the latest neuroscience, the latest in habit change, the latest in behavior change, and put it together for a program which is, we know, has an enormous success rate. And the thing with it is so much of it is subconscious, right? You've probably read in the book, like, we go into detail about how to tell people that you're choosing not to drink and how to explain it to people and how to, you know, call the ringleader in advance and all these little tools, because that societal pressure, that expectation, especially at this time of year, it's real, it's true, right? Oh, we don't want to invite that person out because they're not drinking. So having your communication right and things like that are really important. The second incredibly important thing is to have a community. And what we'll find is that so many people are trying to stop drinking on their own, right? They hide away from their friends. They avoid their social circle. They do it quietly on their own. They don't really tell anyone, right? And apart from you doing it on the radio, so well done.
I'm using, I've faked a community by just using my listeners to throw with me, yeah.
So well done. Well, now there's no way you can fail, right? Come on. I mean, you've got...
Exactly.
You can't fail this month. Well, that's a brilliant psychological tool. And people should use that in their own way of, like, telling people around them, explaining to people, building a little community that they have around them, keeps them accountable, because it's so powerful in helping people change their relationship with alcohol. But I think the big thing is, at this time of year, right, is that the reality for some people is maybe they don't want to stop drinking, right? I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is get control of drinking. And
absolutely,
I think this is
what
the vast majority of people want, is better control.
Yeah.
Now, I know from all of our research that the fastest way to control is actually to take a break. So you're doing the right thing. But now we've created programs to help people to start to learn to moderate, to reduce their drinking, because we can help them so much earlier in their journey. People, you were probably thinking about controlling your drinking months, if not years.
Oh, absolutely.
Before
you thought,
I'd better take a break.
And there's the thing that I always say as well, is that I've no intention of giving it up. Because I like a drink, I like it, but definitely cutting back and in moderation. That's what it's all about. One final question for you, Rory. We've been talking about this afternoon. Have you tried alcohol free gin?
Yes, absolutely. I think alcohol free drinks are incredibly important,
right,
and should be a part of your journey when you're changing your relationship with alcohol. And here's why: when you have, almost all of our drinking is psychological. Right, it's been planted in our brain, neural pathways, decades of a time, constantly reiterated and built. And so we have these habits and routines. So when you come home at the end of the day and you want to unwind and you switch to water and it's boring and everything else, it's like, well, of course you're going to go back to drinking alcohol, because you only have that pattern of not drinking is boring and drinking is fun and happy and relaxation.
Yeah.
But when you do exactly the same routine and you have your same drink and the same smell and the taste and from the same place in the fridge, whether it's an alcohol-free beer or an alcohol-free gin, you're getting all of the psychological benefits. In fact, universities in the US have actually put brain imaging software in people's heads. There's a whole bunch of universities didn't. And they split them in half. And the half that were drinking the placebo, i.e. alcohol-free beer, more than 80% of them were showing signs of being drunk, even though they were drinking alcohol-free beers. So use that placebo to your benefit when you're trying to change your relationship with alcohol.
We were just slagging it off, but I'm going to have to pick up a bottle on my way home and see, try and give it a go. And the boredom thing, definitely. The boredom thing is, I'll report back. Rory, thanks. So we could talk all day. We should listen to your podcast, OYNB podcast, 1yearnobeer.com. Rory Fairbairns, thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon. Cheers, man.
Ray Foley.
I'm so bored. I'll just go to bed 7:30 in the evening. All right, we'll give it a go. I'll try anything once. Right, stick around. Nothing you left me with. He's Conor Byrne. He's from Tralee, and it's called Girls on the Internet. That you're totally Irish, all Irish, completely Irish, absolutely and utterly Irish.
More Irish. Yeah.
Couldn't be any more Irish. Track of the week on Today FM. Just been listening to you, Ray, talking about taking a break from alcohol. It's brilliant. Thank you for talking about this really important issue, from Alice in Sligo. What do you mean important? It is very important that I take a break from alcohol. The entire nation requires that. Do you know what? If only Ray Foley would take a drop or two less,
Ray Foley,
we'd have a much better afternoon radio product. Let me tell you. Actually, I've got a great little radio product to do next. Trampoline.
It's a Simpsons reference.
I got a trampoline to give away with World of Wonder toys. If you want to get in to win, we're going to do our bouncing quiz. You need to be in a position to bounce, okay?
Gotta bounce.
You got to be able to bounce when you do the quiz with us in about 10-15 minutes time. Text WONDER, because it's World of Wonder Toys giving us this prize to give away, plus a €200 voucher to spend at World of Wonder Toys. Text Wonder along with your name and where you're from. We'll put you in to win. Play the quiz in a few minutes. 0874 100 102.
Killless. 8 of the top 12 most sought after presents will cost less than €40, as parents and even Santa deals with the cost of living. Other top picks include a dollhouse, Star Wars Lego, and a cuddly giraffe.
That seems all very manageable. Yeah, we got the full 10 there, or do I have to go and find them?
You can go and find them.
I'll go find them then, Ben.
Yeah, it's 4:03.
Thanks for the 5 you gave us. I'll go find the other 5.
It's highs this evening of 11 to 14 degrees. Today, FM News with more than the last word at 4:30. I found the list, by the way.
Is this 12 or 10?
Well, you see, when you give a list of 12, there's still a top 10 inside it, isn't there?
Ah,
correct.
Well put, sir. Well put. Foiled me again, Finnegan, with your numbers. Right, so let me have a look at some of these then. So I've got the sink and sand game. Have you got that?
Yeah, yeah, this is the same list, yeah.
Sink and sand game. That's not even English. Yeah. Why are children these games with sink and sand?
I'm not recognising many of the words here on this list.
There's a Barbie Cutie Reveal doll. That sounds inappropriate. Yeah.
A 7.5-inch Squishmallows, because size matters.
Are they edible?
I hope not.
A 7.5-inch Squishmallow. Hey, JP.
What?
Show us your Squishmallow there. Yes. Get out the ruler.
Mine's more of a fun-size Squishmallow. what's funny about that?
Choking hazard.
What are you talking about? It's just an itty bitty little Squishmallow. It is the cutest little. Hey, can I give it a squish? Have you got some place you'd like to squish that mallow? You got Gigi the giraffe over there.
Of course you do, yeah.
You got Paw Patrol, Big Truck Pops themed vehicles. You got the Heroes of Goo-Jitsu. Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Between your Squishmallow and your Goo-Jitsu over there, you're making some mess, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I've got Goo-Jitsu. I think I need a cream for that.
Well, I tell you what, there's also the Lego Star Wars Hot AT-ST.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you what, between all these toys, you got to pay a trip to the doctor.
Ray Foley.
All right, moving on. Today FM.
It's not big and it's not clever.
No.
I mean, there's sure to be complaints about that.
You got your Pokemon Elite Trainer Box, Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset.
I tell you what.
Say that 5 times fast. Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset.
Oh, for God's sake.
Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset. The Rainbow High Series 4 Fashion Doll, Gabby's Perfect Dollhouse, the Lego Gigi the Giraffe, and the Little Live Pets Mama Surprise. Ask me what I did with my life. Just write it down for me, sorry, will you? Ed Sheeran's and Celestial. This is Today FM. Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle Playset. Magic Mixies Mixlings.
Here, you read it there. There it is.
I won't be able to, and you know it. You have to know full well.
I can read it, yeah.
Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle. I can't even read it. Let alone say it.
Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle.
This is a toy. This is one of the top 12 toys of 2022.
I tell you, it's number one in the difficulty stakes.
Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle Playset. Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle Playset. Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle Playset. I want to see what it is now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a little toy castle.
Right. Super. That would have been easier if they'd said, it's a toy castle.
Who'd have thought it? €35. Oh, hang on. Initially it says €35. It's reduced to 30.
Okay.
The Magic Mixies Mixlings The Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset. Imagine getting that ad, or the job of that ad. The
script comes through, yeah.
Available now! Check out the Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset. That's a hard
read.
You've got
the job, you're hired.
You would earn your money.
Yeah.
Available in all toy stores now. Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset.
See, when you put on the voice, yeah, you can do it, no problem. It.
Yeah. When I apply myself. You know what that is? That's the drink. It's been off the drink.
Right.
It's given me more focus. More application.
Let's make somebody's dreams come through. This should be Katrina that we're about to dial now as we go over to the phone terminal and punch in those, as ever, all important digits. So are we giving away a Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset?
No, a trampoline.
Oh my God!
What is it?
Trampoline! Trampoline!
It's ringing.
Waterford, that is, right?
I know that. It's Katrina, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello, Katrina.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, my name is Gerard, and I'm just calling to run an internet test on your line. Would you mind if I just ran a ping test?
Go right ahead.
Here we go. How was that for you?
Perfect.
Excellent. It seems everything's in order then, madam. I love my ping test. I need to come up with something else. Yeah. When I ring. Who's that?
That's Leah.
Hello, Leah. How old is Leah?
Leah will be 2 in January.
What's she looking for off Santi? Or does she know? Jeez, it's awful early to be talking to Santi, though, isn't it?
Oh,
stop.
Oh, she's getting a shop from Santi.
She's getting a shot.
A shop.
Oh, a shop. All right, okay, right. A slap across the back of the head.
Yeah.
She's not looking for a Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset.
Oh, she could have that.
Well, she can't, actually. We've got a trampoline.
Well, she'll take it.
Or we've got... Oh, do you know what, actually? We've got €200 to spend at World of Wonder Toys.
Her and her brother would love that.
Oh, there's a brother on the scene as well. Who's that?
Oh, he's here. It's Caelan.
Hey, Caelan. Is he there? Hello?
He's there. Say hello, Caelan. Hello.
Don't like this guy. How old is Caelan?
Caelan is 5.
5. Okay, you've got a busy house, madam.
I do.
World of Wonder Toys, fully owned Irish company with all of the top toy brands available, and including, I imagine, the Magic Mixies Mixlings Magic Castle playset. You can visit one of the 7 stores. They're in Clonmel, Cork, Ennis, Killarney, Loughrea, Mallow and Nenagh. They offer standard delivery all over Ireland within 1 to 3 days as well. And their website is www.worldofwondertoys.ie. We're playing for a trampoline, okay?
Yes.
Here's what we're doing. I need you. Oh, are you holding the child?
I'm holding the child and bouncing, Ray.
You can bounce and hold the child at the same time.
Multifunction here.
Wow, you're some woman. You're a better woman than I am. Right, here's what you got to do. You got to bounce and give me 5 answers, 5 correct answers to our bouncing trampoline quiz.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Very.
Oh, you are bouncing. You can definitely hear in the voice.
Bouncing. Katrina's bouncing, yeah. Is there ground clearance there, Katrina?
It's roof clearance, stuff. It should be more.
Roof clearance you're looking for. Because you're getting such elevation. You're getting such height.
That's it.
Right, here we go, Katrina. Without further ado, for every right answer you give me, you'll hear this noise. Ooh. Question 1. What unit of measurement rhymes with bounce?
Bounce.
Correct. Question 2. What kind of bouncy animal was Skippy?
Kangaroo.
He was a bush kangaroo.
Shut up.
Play for €200. What's it called when you jump off a bridge attached to a big elastic cable?
Bungee jump.
Which band had a hit in the 1980s with the song Jump?
Oh, God.
Van Who?
Not Morrison.
Keep jumping.
Van
Shouten.
No.
Van Blaren.
What would you do if you wanted to call over a cab?
If you were calling a taxi?
Van Halen.
Yeah. Van Halen. He's right. And one more. Which toy involves an inflatable ball that kids can sit on and bounce?
Oh, God. Caelan, what's he called the thing?
It's not a land hopper.
Not Dennis Hopper.
A jump hopper. Bounce hopper.
It's up in the sky. In the dark, in the sky.
The solar system.
The moon. On the way to the moon.
Yeah. Planet hopper.
Keep jumping.
You're in a car park. You're looking for an area to park. What's it called?
It's called a space jumper.
Space hopper.
We won.
What's the baby's name again?
Leah.
My apologies to Leah.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be in 30 years' time, Leah's going to be in therapy. For some reason, I keep having this dream. My mum's holding a phone in one hand and me in the other, and she was jumping up and down and screaming.
Oh, my God, my arm is dead.
Listen, Katrina, you're a fantastic sport. We've got the trampoline for you. It's an elite 12 foot by 8 foot rectangular trampoline and a €200 voucher for World of Wonder Toys. You are our winner, madam.
Ray, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Ray,
yeah.
We love the show!
Cheers, Darren. Have a lovely day. Congratulations.
You too. Bye.
All right. Enough hopping for today. Enough bouncing. Thank you very much indeed. Another chance to win tomorrow on the little broadcast. Floor at Today FM. Confidence is a preference for the habitual voice. Listening to R&B. Sounds like you said I love R&B.
Yeah.
New song from George Ezra. It's good. It's called Dance All Over Me. While you listen to R&B. We're done. And God says you. Matt Cooper's on the way next with The Last Word. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2. Have a lovely evening. So much we didn't have time to do on the show, including the stuff we didn't have time to do on the show.
This Black Friday in Tesco Mobile.